Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome to the Marks and Reese Show. We're live at Chickens and Pete's in South Philly. A big football Friday as the Super Bowl is this weekend. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. What's up, Ikey?
What up there, Johnny Marks? The final football Friday. Right? This is it.
Final Football Friday, as you pointed out yesterday, final show that we can consider ourselves defending Super Bowl champions, Ike.
Yeah.
And we've milked it as long as we could, brother.
Yes.
In fact, it was actually smart. I should have worn mine. You wore the Super Bowl champion.
I wore my sweatshirt.
Sweatshirt today.
Yeah, the last day.
It's a great item.
Well, it won't be the last time I wear it, but.
No, I've stopped wearing it because the more you wash it, you get those little like fabric pellets on there that start.
Well, you can't wash it every time you wear it.
No, I don't.
No, you got to go at least 5 wears before you.
Because then you lose the softness of it too. No, I don't. I think that's. I've only washed it 4 or 5 times in a year.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah. So today's the last day that you can say defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles, at least on this show, as we call them. So, yeah, that's it, man.
Yeah.
It's the end of the calendar year, brother.
It's a great ride.
Well, not the calendar year.
It's a great ride, man. It was a great ride. And Sunday, new champion will be crowned. And, you know, I've often joked about the DVD and the Super Bowl binky. But, I mean, now it has to go up on the trophy case now for real. I mean, it's over.
It's over.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
We will still, I don't know if we'll be the same fans, the angry fans, next year that we were before the Super Bowl, but we'll start to get it.
Well, listen.
Back.
I can't necessarily say we were the same angry fan base this year as we was.
We weren't.
We were prior to winning the Super Bowl, but for a team there who had never won a Super Bowl, coming off the year they won the Super Bowl, we were pretty damn angry at times this year.
I was angry.
Yeah, we were angry at times.
You're right.
So
you're right.
It's not like everybody just looked at this season with hearts and flowers and just
the sting.
We talked about trading the franchise quarterback. So that certainly isn't the mark of a fan base that's happy and content with everything.
Well, that's Foles' reaction. The sting of the loss to the Saints. I felt the Super Bowl took away a lot of that sting. If you don't have that Super Bowl, people are furious that there was a drop ball and everything else. So I think it took away some of the sting.
Plus by then, we were fortunate to even be in the playoffs.
Yeah, and I think everybody recognized that.
This wasn't a Super Bowl team.
Here's the binky. I have it.
Hey!
The Super Bowl Eagles binky.
Good job by you.
I'll give it to you. I'll put it in my pocket right here.
Keep your own binky. I got mine at home.
Last show, you do?
Yeah, I do. I still have it.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
You have it on the clip so it doesn't, when it falls off, hit the ground?
It's right there with all the rest of the Super Bowl stuff.
Got you.
The bottles of wine. Remember that?
I have them, yeah. I have the champagne.
All the stuff, yeah.
Someone's tried to come over and crack that open.
No,
like, what are you doing?
No, never drink that.
All right, so check this out. Yeah, last show
to the world is coming to an end before I drink that.
Well, I mean, maybe I decided to crack it open one day. Last show is defending Super Bowl champs. So here's my question. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, we're going to talk about the Super Bowl. We have some prop bets that we're going to discuss amongst ourselves, and Ben Livingston's back at the station as well. But when's the next time the Eagles get here? I think that's my question, Ike, is when's the next time that we can expect next year's in Miami? All right, I would like to go to that one. But when's the next time that we can expect or we should expect the Eagles to be back? Realistically, I know a lot of people will say every year they should be, but realistically, depending on what the Eagles do with the roster and should do with the roster, when's the next time that the Eagles are going to be back?
Well, not for at least 2 years. I think, with the roster, I think they have to strip the roster down this offseason. They have to make some smart moves as to who they should go out and target in free agency, who they should retain. They certainly have to hit in the draft on some key draft picks. To me, I think you need at least no less than three starters out of this draft. That first-round pick and those two second-round picks, in my opinion, have to be heavy, heavy starting-type contributors next year. Those are the type of snaps they need to be playing next year. Those first three picks have to be starting players. You can't tell me that we don't have more than three holes to fill in our 22 starting positions, right? So I think we all would agree there's more than three holes to fill in the 23 starting slots on offense and defense. They need to find starters with those first three picks at a minimum.
Agreed.
A minimum. And I would dare to say move up and find me a linebacker somewhere to start alongside Nigel Bradham if you're not going to bring Jordan Hicks back. But I can't put the pressure on them next year to win, but the following year, I think that's when they're ready to jump back in there as a legitimate Super Bowl contender. I think next year is more of a hit the reset button, see what you have, because they're going to still be some lingering players that you aren't going to get rid of because you're trying to squeeze the last little bit of juice out of them that you're going to have to move on from after
the following year. Yeah.
Yeah, so you're definitely going to have to move on from those guys. But guys like Darren Sproles, in my opinion, Jason Peters, I mean, they just redid Rodney McLeod's contract. You know, I think people feel like that at least guarantees him a slot of being here. No, I think it guarantees him he'll make it to training camp.
Right.
I don't know what the final numbers are on his deal for next year, but I don't know. Is Rodney McLeod a better solution than Avante Maddox? I don't know. Avante Maddox played pretty damn good back there at free safety while he was back there.
In NFL terms, no. Right? I mean, normally if there's a guy, not that Rodney McLeod's done, but if there's a guy that's doing what you can do and maybe
yeah,
even better,
cheaper.
And he makes $400,000, $500,000
exactly.
a year, you're as good as gone. But
yeah.
maybe they look at him and say, no, we want him playing as an every down corner next year. So we'll see. But
I mean, they still got to figure that out. I'm just saying, these are the type of things that they are discussing. Like, where do they shave the salary cap at? Where do they free up money?
So you say strip down the roster, 2020 is really the year to target to where you expect them to be back. Maybe 2021, but 2020.
No, and, 2020.
Well, 2020 season, 2021
right, that's
Super
what I'm
Bowl.
Yes.
So
yes.
Next year is a retooling year and see what happens. And the following year you're targeting is that year to get back.
Yeah, next year is not, at least as I sit here right now, I don't see next year as Super Bowl. Right, I'm always next year as making the playoffs, you know. But it doesn't necessarily mean I think they are the best team in the NFC and they should be in the Super Bowl.
Right.
So I'm not seeing that as I sit here right now.
Man, I honestly couldn't disagree with you more. I almost look at next year is that one more year, and then if next year doesn't work, then that's where I start moving on from guys. Right. I look at next year as a year that they should be back in the Super Bowl, and I'm expecting them to be back in the Super Bowl. Right, Howie's got to do his job and get players in there a lot like he did Eagles Super Bowl run. He needs to do that again. The signings need to be impact signings. I'm not looking to just, yeah, you know, cut some guys, make some difficult decisions. I'm not necessarily looking to do that. I'm looking to extend this 1 year, hope that Carson Wentz is coming in extra motivated, has the same kind of season he did in the Super Bowl run, and that's how you get back. I'm going for it again next year.
I think we underestimate and undervalue how good the roster was when they won the Super Bowl. Roster was good enough to withstand injuries at multiple starting positions.
It was incredible.
That's
You're
how
right.
good the roster was, including the starting quarterback position. You don't have that right off the bat next year. You can't sustain any injury that's significant at the quarterback position.
No, not
right?
next year.
So
not
if you don't have Nick Foles on the roster in 2017, you don't win the Super Bowl.
You're right.
Right?
Well,
so,
Carson's going to finish the season.
My only point is it's more than Carson. It's more than Carson. My point is the depth of the roster and
okay.
the level of talent that's there. Because, see, when you don't have sufficient talent, now you're putting more pressure on the quarterback to perform miracles.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want. Perform a miracle. Ask Aaron Rodgers how that's going for him. How many miracles has he performed in a decade?
Yeah, but this is Howie Roseman. We're not. I'm not talking about the guys up there and that have failed in Green Bay and surrounding a roster around Aaron Rodgers. I'm talking about Howie.
Yeah.
He needs to. Well, that's get the magic he had 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's my point. But it starts with realizing that you've hit the ceiling just about on some of these players on this team, and you need to find a way to upgrade talent. Like the ideas of keeping Darren Sproles and Jason Peters and like all this stuff and hoping that these guys play the way they did 3 years ago when they played at Pro Bowl levels, when they played for 16 games. That's unrealistic when you're talking about two guys that are 35 plus years old. Like you got to get out of that mentality if you're Howie. Like if you're still trying to hold on to the past, thinking you're going to get one last hurrah out of it. Like, that's not how the Patriots have remained the best team in the NFL for two decades. That's not how they've done it.
Yep.
You know, when we were talking about why the Patriots playing hard in the preseason, remember that? Remember that first game when we played the Patriots? Oh, the Patriots game plan for us. Look what they did.
Yeah, everybody's mad.
Yeah, look where the Patriots are right now. They're in the Super Bowl with a 41-year-old quarterback.
But my point is, the biggest reason why...
I'm trying to emulate the Patriots. Yeah. I want to be like them.
You know why? How you emulate the Patriots?
How?
Have Carson Wentz turn into a top quarterback every single year. That's how you get back to there every single year. And then Howie's got to put the... What do you mean?
It's not that simple, John. It's not.
No, but
it's
like,
not
listen.
That simple. It's not all about the quarterback. I know we want to focus on the quarterback. I get it. He's going to get his fair share of credit and blame. But let's not water down or simplify how you build a championship roster. It's not just one player. You know how the Eagles won the Super Bowl? Because it wasn't just the quarterback.
Right, but
it was a talented roster. It wasn't just the quarterback.
But what you're trying to say is to emulate the Patriots and what they do. Nobody else has been able to do that. It's like trying to find the next Sean McVay. Don't try to find the next Sean McVay. Try to find the next Doug Peterson. Try to find the next Frank Reich. You're not going to find the next Sean McVay. You're not going to find the next Bill Belichick.
Well, that's
you're
what
not
I'm
gonna,
looking for.
You're not going to emulate what the Patriots have been able to do. It's impossible. What you want to do is you want to try to get back there. And I get back there next year. I expect the Eagles to be back next year because I expect Howie to go for it again next year.
You know what type of league the NFL is? It's a copycat league. And the sooner you take the blinds off your eyes and subside some of that pride about doing it my way and we can't do it. No, I'm going to follow the blueprint for success. That's what I'm going to try to do.
Yeah, but they've tried that. It hasn't worked.
Who's tried that?
The NFL has tried to do what they do.
I'm talking about the Eagles.
Oh, Eagles.
I'm talking about the Eagles. That's all I care about is the Eagles.
Right, but the Eagles, what they should be doing is looking at Carson Wentz, and everybody seems to agree Carson Wentz has a huge amount of talent. Surround him with players because you should be able to get back again in 2019. Ben, where do you fall on this? Ben Livingston, our producer, who's in studio today. Where do you fall on this? Is this, like, we're looking at the Rams, we're looking at the Patriots. You know the Patriots are always back there. It seems like the Rams could be a team that's back there on a almost semi-regular basis. Should the Eagles be back next year, or when do you envision them being back?
Well, they should be back next year, but I'm with you, John. If they don't get it done next year, they're in trouble. Because who on their offensive line is going to be back in 2-3 seasons? I don't know who.
That's why you got to start drafting them now.
Well,
that's why you got to draft them.
I agree with that.
That's why you got to do that.
I agree with drafting
him
now.
That's why you can't say, I'm going to roll out with Jason Peters one more year because he wants to play another year.
Yeah, but you can do that and still draft the guys. One's not exclusive of the other, right? You should be drafting.
Sure you can.
You should
well,
be drafting.
If I'm going to draft a tackle in the first round, I want him to play.
Now you're picking the back of the first round because you want a playoff game. Here's all I'm saying.
I don't know if they're picking in the back of the first round. They may move up to get the tackle.
Well, they might.
Yeah, I don't know that.
They're not built, I don't think, to be a team that's a dynasty right now. They have a lot more to do. I mean, who on this team do you have that's on a rookie contract other than Wentz that you feel really great about? How many guys?
Yeah, not many.
Exactly.
888-729-9494. I expect the Eagles to be back in the Super Bowl next year. Next year. It'll be 2020 in the calendar, the 2019 season. Next year, I expect the Eagles to be back in the Super Bowl. Based on Carson and based on Howie. Go out and get it done. Ike?
Yeah, I think I just spent 10 minutes.
2020.
Yeah.
2020 season.
Yeah, where I'm going.
888-729-9494. What do you think? It is a Football Friday, last game of the year coming up, and I'm rooting for the Patriots, Ike. I will be rooting for New England for the first time ever.
I don't know. Oh, okay.
Are you?
No.
You're not rooting for Tom? Terrific.
No, I can't. I'll never, ever, 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 ever root for the New England Patriots, the Boston Celtics, the Dallas Cowboys. Like, these are teams that I'll never root for. Boston Red Sox, no.
We'll give our picks later, too.
No.
I was like you forever. And then Tom Brady changed me this year to where I'm rooting for the Falcons.
He turned you into a fan.
He did. He did.
Wow.
He turned me into a Tom Brady fan this year. I'm looking at what probably has 2-3 years left of what he's doing. And from here on out, unless they're playing the Eagles, I'm going to appreciate and root for all-time generational talent. And that's what I'm doing with Tom Brady.
Ben, I need some type of poll around this, Ben.
When will the Eagles be back in the Super Bowl?
Wing poll was earlier today.
No, forget about that now. I'm talking about John openly rooting for the Patriots. He's just turned into a Tom Brady
fan. Well, so here's the question when I make the poll. What's more important to you, making the Eagles Super Bowl last year feel more valid, or is it more important to just see the Patriots lose?
Well, for me, it's more important for me to see the Patriots lose.
Yeah, I would think most people.
Yeah, why do I? I don't understand. The Eagles Super Bowl is validated. What are you talking about?
What's more important here? What's best for the Eagles going forward, or as just as a fan? Because everyone's going to say they want the Patriots to lose, but I don't know what's better for the Eagles.
You mean because of the Rams, they win?
Yeah, everyone will go, Patriots lose, hate Brady. But let's be honest, what's better for the Eagles?
I think it matters.
What's better for the Eagles? I don't understand how the Rams this starts would be.
This starts a dynasty, and people start looking at, oh, Wentz, you didn't win a Super Bowl. Goff did.
What does that got to do with the Eagles?
Well, explain.
The Eagles won the Super Bowl. Like, how does that hurt the Eagles?
888-729-9494. Ben will explain. At Mark's Reese,
WIP. I don't really think he can.
But, I expect the Eagles to be back in the Super Bowl next year, and I'll be disappointed if they're not. And is that realistic? No. Yes or no?
Well, I don't know the roster.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.